Welcome back, Creepaholics crew, to another episode. I'm your host, Shanice, and this is part three of the Scott Peterson trial. So, this is the disappearance of Lacey Peterson. In part one and two, we covered phone evidence from December 30th, 2002, all the way into January 2003. So, in this episode, we will be reviewing more phone evidence, but let's talk about Lacey for a little bit. Lacey Peterson was a happily married wife, living in her hometown of Modesto. Her dream home was purchased by her father for her and her family to start a new life, and that would be with Scott Peterson. Scott began having an affair shortly after with Amber Frey. He told her he was single and ready to be the man that she needed. But Scott was already married. He was married to Lacey. She was also 7 months pregnant with Scott's child, and it was a son, who would be named Connor. On Christmas Eve, Lacey would disappear. Scott began, well, Scott didn't begin any kind of concern for her well-being. It was actually someone else who would call into the police and the investigation would start. Amber would agree to Modesto police to participate in phone recordings. She is a single mother who thought she found her dream man and now she is involved in a trial. So Modesto detective Alan Bronchino and John B. Welcher were appointed to lead investigators of the case. When they arrived to check the house, upon inspection, they would find Lacey's purse, sunglasses, keys, and wallet in the Peterson home. But they weren't on the table. They would be found inside a closet. Police would begin questioning Scott. ABC News in 2017 was told by John Butcher, which quotes, "I suspect Scott when I first met him. Didn't mean he did it. But I was a little bit thrown off by his calm, cool demeanor and his lack of questioning. He wasn't, well, will you call me back? Can I have one of your cards? Why are you guys doing? What are you guys doing now?" John would say that Scott's behavior was strange. Combination of polite and arrogant. Disinfectantly distant and impatiently irritable. He didn't just seem like a man who was crushed or even gently disturbed by his wife's disappearance and possible death. Even the detectives aren't believing his actions at this moment. Scott would talk with police and begin his events of what he says happened to Lacey. Even though he first stated he was going golfing, he changed his story. Scott would tell police he went fishing for a sturgeon at the Berkeley Marina at 2:15 p.m. He then would say that he would call Lacey on her cell phone and leave her a message saying, and I quote, "Hey, beautiful, it's 2:15 p.m. I'm leaving Berkeley." He claims he was 90 miles away from his home. Sharon Rocha would immediately run to the park to search for Lacey. When she got there, she said she saw Scott about 20 to 30 feet away. She would begin to yell Scott's name to get his attention, but he would pretend to not acknowledge her. He seemed distant. When she finally did approach him, back at his home, she would attempt to hug him, but she would try to angle away from her, you know, one of those side hugs that you give like an uncomfortable aunt. Anyways, with so many inconsistencies with Peterson's story, police suspect foul play, which was almost immediate through the beginning of this investigation. Now, in the first few hours of Lacey's disappearance, it was suspected to be suspicious. At first, when the report was made, it was not made by her husband. Now, in the beginning, Scott Peterson's in-laws would defend Scott and would claim that Scott and Lacey were the ideal couple. But as the investigation continued, they would grow more suspicious of Scott. January 17, 2003, it would come to light Peterson had two different affairs with Amber Frey. Now, Frey would tell police that their relationship began on December 30th, 2002, after knowing that Peterson's wife, Lacey, had just gone missing. And even knowing Peterson was a person of interest, she still met with him. She would also tell police she met Peterson on November 20th, which Scott had told her he was single. After they had started dating, she did suspect he was married, though she was confronting him on December 9th, 2 weeks before Lacey's disappearance. He said he was a widower, implying him and Lacey were done, which was not true at all. He said it would be the first time that he would be alone this Christmas. Police considered that this was the first indication that he had already killed Lacey, which Sharon Rocha agreed it was possible. She and police would arrange a recorded phone conversation in hopes of getting a confession from Scott. It would be during the trial that the phone conversations would be played, which during the trial, the phone exhibits range from, well, you guys know how many there. Anyways, it's pretty intense stuff to hear. So from that phone conversation, it's heartbreaking that he still couldn't give a solid answer onto what happened to Lacey. He caused so much pain for so many people. He also had a baby on the way, a wife he supposedly loved, and she goes missing while pregnant. Now, while he was found being suspicious, Amber Frey was also thinking that she had found her soulmate. She thought she was in a relationship with this loving man, but little did she know that she was with a murderer, possibly a liar, possibly someone who will hurt her. Anyways, why don't we creep into the rest of our phone conversations, shall we? And let's learn a little bit more about the relationship between Amber and Scott Peterson. Let's creep into it, shall we?
Hello?
Amber?
Yes? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Amber. Yeah, I'm right here. I can hear you, but very clear.
I'm right here. Can I hear you?
I can't.
Thank you there.
I'm talking about... I don't... Can you hear me?
Yeah, barely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I can hear you very clear. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Did you get my message?
No, but...
Well, I got into the fight with my sister, but I think that my own ticket from my mom's house. You didn't get that message this morning?
No.
No.
You said you got a message.
What?
You said, I'm sorry, I'm fighting a message.
Yeah, I got in a fight with my sister.
Why?
Well, first of all, because she didn't call me, and she made me an Ayana for 3 days, and then I get her, and it was just a big fight.
What about it?
After not calling, and then I asked her about Jack, and she got my face about that, and it was just horrible. Back and forth, she said, go to hell, and go in front of the kids, and Ayana was just like, oh my god, I grabbed her, I grabbed everything, and I took off, and it's just, so, I'm so upset.
I'm just not. You're worried about it, huh?
About my sister?
Hello,
well, yeah. I mean, I didn't get it. She didn't call me. It's 3 days. And I'm just, you know, first of all, it's the longest I've ever been away from her in the night. So, well, anyway, I did watch that movie last night before.
Did you?
No, not really. I've been crying all day about it and just upset. So I could just. I'm finally calmed down from it. So.
Under a large tree around with ivy, with the storm raging around us. The only thing keeping us out is our hands on your waist. That's the idea. So it's a different life example for you. Where we found our eternity today.
Beautiful
lesson, I'm so sorry. Oh, it's just a beautiful, 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 beautiful maybe you need an intuition to a personality. Yeah, I think you want to turn your life or problem or something. I'm not sure if you can actually tell.
Yeah. I asked him if it was your favorite movie. He said no.
I want to say that.
I said it was, and I thought, well, okay.
No, I don't think that's my favorite.
It is your favorite? Okay. You don't have
to. I don't know what it's my favorite. But I will. I'll take my favorite, Nicky Jones.
Uh-huh.
I'll take it.
Can you, wait, say what?
Can different you, genres of movies.
Different genres?
Genres. Different types of love stories. Romantic comedy, horror.
Oh.
Genre. Like, you know, around maybe horror.
It's kind of crap. Because they kind of look at each other and I'm like, well, there's another one.
could you like help me out, like help the shepherd and stuff out with this bleeding feet for the day. And I slowly just I go downhill to pizza. Delicious, happy people. But I love the burgers, the pizza, the part, the last supper, the chicken.
Well, it's been a while. I mean, yeah, it was just different, you know.
I didn't feel like it. Okay. But we're going to have a chocolate. Do I need a bar for chocolate?
Huh?
A bar for chocolate?
I think older movie, right?
Yeah.
And that's with a younger guy, the woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember well enough, especially a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah. I don't know if it was the woman or the guy.
I don't watch very much, so.
Okay. I don't like to try to come up with a list of what I could classify as intelligent movie.
Intelligent?
Ooh, there's one. Let me go. Okay.
Well, I had a split shift that day, so I went by myself and during the day, so not many people were there. And I watched it. I went into it not expecting or knowing what it was or about. And I'm not, I don't Google or, I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. I think, you know, that was very, moving for me.
Incredibly wrong, but ignorance they have different such a good deal. They have to claim my ignorance on both things. Anyway, maybe that's too many of your stuff.
Thing you have to say is that the world doesn't mean that people
should be together forever. That makes sense?
Yeah.
I hope someday you find love.
Me?
But yeah. No, I hope when you find it. And I think that you can let your seed become love, okay? I think turn love and adoption.
And what?
Yeah, adopting. Turn out to be in a deeper love, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to define love as, feeling the love between two people. And adopting as feeling the love between two people, along with the ability to grow together and, learn from each other and learn together and live together and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to go with, you can. Unfortunately, love at first sight doesn't mean that you can have a relationship to last forever. Decide to live in love.
You choose to last forever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so not not to disregard that. It is disrespectful.
Yeah, I'm not one to yell at the guy, but I think I would. I know I would. I usually take a comment. The addition of a lot of the doctors. Yeah, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, and I think that's in a situation I've been in before as well. So I'm not going to all the above scenarios that my response is about myself, which I need to say, you know, I'm not going to turn, you know, that's what they're wanting, so I'm just walk out.
How do you take it? Ego boost or intrusion?
That feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and then I like just kind of like, to be put in a spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know,
yeah. And then why do you do that way? Because, you know, when you come to my family,
you don't feel me.
Well, I'm not comfortable, but okay.
You said you don't feel me, is that right?
No, no, I said it may not be easy.
Oh.
In that respect, because, you know, my humor for that is only a compliment, you know?
Yeah, but you got some compliment on the later here on you.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Okay, but you don't like guys, right?
No, I'm not. But you know, do you think I'm attractive?
What was that?
You know? Do you think I'm attractive? You know, a compliment, so. You know, I'm down, but I think that, you know,
Yeah, I'm here.
little bit? Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
She got a little blurb that's blurred also. She's Spanish, a little Spanish in English.
That's
cute. She's just so cute. Sleepy. She's actually a little spot. She's smothering my lips today. What time do I get her home? Well, after I pick her up, my mom's just so upset, she's crying, and I called Sean and told her I got the flyers. I was supposed to go to a lingerie party tonight. It's not like a lingerie party. It was more like, I don't even know, more like a tumbler type thing, but for pajamas and underwear. Like, it's not real sexy. There's some sexy stuff, but not like Victoria's Secret, I guess. I don't know. It's tame. Tame lingerie. Well, anyway, I had to call her, and she's crying, and she's like, okay, it's just like, you know, she asked if I was going to church and if she wanted me to go with her. And I said, well, you know, I don't go to people's anymore, so I saved her, and I said, you know, I said, she was like, okay, well, I hope, you know, things work out between you two, and I'm sorry you won't be here. So I called Sean, and she had me meet her for dinner, and so it was my time, and I just vented about my sister and how frustrating she can be. Or she had been seeing Damien. We couldn't work on it today, so I worked on her, and she was back with me, so that's kind of, that's good for me. So that's, you did? You keep cutting out. Hello? I could hear you cutting out, though. You're in and out. Are you there?
You just kind of cut out for a second.
Oh, okay.
So you got a massage today? And how? I know, it's like I said, it's so confusing.
Hello?
Dr. Rash?
Hi.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, perfect.
Really? Oh my god, I'm so glad to hear from you.
Why?
Oh, well, something strange had happened today.
Deborah?
I'm here.
Deborah?
Can you hear me?
Hey.
Okay.
Barely.
Barely? Yeah,
what's up?
I got a message from Saki. She's in between Air Force today. I don't know what happened with her flight.
Amber, are you there?
I'm here.
Amber, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Amber, I don't know if you're there or not. Amber?
I can hear you.
Amber, I'll try to call back.
I can hear you. Hello? Hello? Scott? I hope you can hear me. I'm here. I'm just saying, I don't know what... She just called and said she was worried about me, and I have no idea what she's talking about.
Amber,
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Amber.
I can hear you.
I can't hear. I don't know if you're there, sweetie.
I can hear you. I just don't know. I'm worried about her. She said she's worried about me, and I have no idea what she's talking about. Her plane's, I don't know when her plane's gonna get in. She just sounded very concerned for me, and I have no idea what she's talking about. Are you there? Can you hear me? Scott? Hello?
I don't want to do this on the phone. I want to tell you this. I want to be in person to tell you this. But I'm sure that's why Saki called you.
What?
I'm sure it's why Saki called you.
Why would Saki? What are you talking about?
We were staying up. Sorry, Emma. I'll just tell you. You have been watching the news, obviously.
No.
I have not been traveling during the last couple weeks. I've lied to you when I've been traveling.
Okay.
The girl I got married to, her name is Lacey. She disappeared just before Christmas. For the past 2 weeks, I've been in Modesto with her family and mine, searching for her.
Okay.
She just disappeared, and no one knows.
Okay, now...
Where she's been.
Scott?
And I can't tell you more, because I need you to stay protected from the media, and I honor. Okay, they are amazing.
Scott, are you listening?
I am.
You came to me earlier in December and told me that you lost your wife. What was that about?
She's alive.
What?
She's alive.
Where? She's alive? Where?
In Modesto, now. I know, right? This is the hardest. I want to tell you first. You need to protect yourself from the media.
Okay.
Okay, if you've been watching the news at all, or you haven't, the media has been telling everyone that I had something to do with her disappearance. So the past 2 weeks, I've been hunted by the media. And I don't want you to be involved in this to protect yourself. I know that I destroyed, and I hope
sick to me.
It does.
So how can you possibly think that this would not affect me?
Yes, I know it does.
Of why you told me you had lost your wife and this was the first holidays you'd spend without her? That was December 9th you told me this, and now all of a sudden your wife's missing? Are you kidding me? Did you hear me?
I did. I
think an explanation would be a start.
I know.
Yes, I do.
And I want to give you one.
I'm listening.
I can't now. I mean, you don't understand. You don't understand the situation.
Then why don't you put me in on the situation and make it understand?
I can't now. I'm
why?
So sorry for what.
Why?
It's to protect all of us.
To protect all of who?
Everyone involved.
So where is she?
I'm trying to find out. We have a nationwide search. It's a $500,000 reward for information leading to her safe return.
Okay, so again, you never answered my question. Why did you tell me it would be the first holidays without her?
I can't explain anymore now. I'm so sorry. You should be so angry at me, and I hope you are.
Isn't that what you told me before? Oh, I wish, you know, it'd be so much easier if you'd just hate me and not want to talk to me. And of course, the person I am, of course I'm going to say, you know, you told me you lost your wife. You sat there in front of me and cried and broke down. I sat there and held your hand, Scott, and comforted you. And you were lying to me. Again, lying to me about lying.
I lied to you about traveling, yeah.
That's among everything else. That's just an added. So again, are you going? Is it that you're just not going to answer me?
I want to.
And what's stopping you? And what's stopping you from answering? Why would you tell me this on March 9th that you've lost your wife? And I'm sorry, I can't tell you until after I get back to Europe and about this tragedy. And I asked you, are you ready?
No.
Oh, absolutely. This will be the first holidays without my wife. I'm going to spend them with my family in Maine. Is this not what you said?
It is.
It is?
And, I,
and how can you explain all of a sudden, you tell me it's a national search?
It is. Yes.
How is that just not such a coincidence?
If you think I had something to do with their disappearance, it is so wrong.
Really?
Right? Yes, it is.
And how is there such a coincidence to that story from what you're telling me right now about what?
No.
And you still have the audacity to call me sweetie right now. First, what's the address? Dave? My friend Dave lies to me about his wife.
I know.
He lied to you and told you about this.
I know.
And then you have the audacity to say, how do you handle something like this? Are you kidding me? And to put me in a position? And you want to protect me from the media? Why did you involve me in this? What
I played?
How long were you looking for me, Scott?
I'm sorry?
How long were you looking for me?
Looking for you?
Yeah. Why did you look for me? Isn't that what you told Sean you were looking for me or someone like me? I am just such at a loss right now. Tell me. You want to tell me in person. At what point are you going to tell me in person, Scott?
Once we find her.
What was that?
Once we find her.
Once we find her what?
Scott, when I first met you on our date, how you told me you were going to Maine with your family, and you were going to Paris and Europe and all these things. And then you came to me after Sean had found out that you were married, and you came and told me this elaborate lie about her missing and this tragedy, and that that this will be the first holidays without her.
And you never said, Amber.
Yes.
God, I don't want to fight with you. I never said tragedy or missing.
Oh, yes, you said you've lost your wife.
No. Yes.
Obviously, without me saying much, but we will.
I said that I lost my wife.
Yes, you did.
I did, and yes.
How did you lose her then, before she was lost? Explain that.
There are different kinds of loss, Amber.
Then explain your loss.
I can't do now.
When can you?
I can.
When my name has been smeared all over tabloids and everything else because I'm the lover, I'm the girlfriend. When you've been married to this woman.
You don't deserve that.
No, I don't deserve this. And you say you've been faithful to me? Oh, some people I tell I've been married to, and other people I say I never have because it's so painful for me. Oh, more than many times, apparently. You know, when you set me down, remember I said, oh, I thought you were going to tell me you were married. So, Scott, what about your baby? Lacey's missing woman, pregnant? Is that what you just said? Really? So is that what
you want?
Yes.
I want to explain all this to you now.
Yes, I'm listening.
And I just am not able to.
Why?
I can't ask you to trust me. But you will, if you give me a chance later to explain it.
Later when?
You will thank me for.
I will thank you for what?
You'll thank me for not explaining it now.
Really?
Not thank me, but you'll understand. And I can't ask you to ever listen to me. I can't do that. You can't believe that. I understand.
Yeah, is that why you said you didn't want to have any children and Ayanna was the only child you ever seen having? And at that point, assuming we're together, you'd have her as your own? Why would you tell me that when you were expecting a baby?
I'm so sorry that I can't tell you everything.
Why can't you tell me everything? Why?
It just has entirely too many repercussions, and they're not all for me. Okay, a lot, and all the repercussions don't deal with me.
What repercussions?
If I was to explain everything to you.
Yes.
And you know, the media started attacking you, or anything else, so many people would be hurt.
You think?
I know it. And I'm so sorry you're being hurt by this. But, I can't say you can never believe what I'm saying. But God, I'll just tell you. I hope you do, but I understand you.
What will be the coincidence of Lacey, your wife, disappearing? And your stories earlier in December. And then you're carrying on this elaborate lie with me that you're in Europe and you're in Maine with your folks? Explain that to me.
I want to tell you about this.
Really?
I said it happened.
But of course you couldn't because you're in Maine with your folks.
Yeah, I didn't make that trip.
You and I, assuming we'd be together, how would you explain a new baby that you brought into this world? How would you explain your baby to me?
You don't know everything.
No, I don't. So what is it?
I want to tell you everything, but I can't.
Okay, are you listening to me?
I am.
Okay, how now is, you know, again, you saying, assuming we're, you know, we stay together and you talk about all these future things with me, how do you explain a newborn child of yours that, I mean, I would assume she'd want you to have regular visits with this child, right?
I'm so sorry, but I can't.
Why can't
I tell you about those things right now?
Why? Why not right now?
It would hurt entirely too many people.
Is this child yours?
I'm sorry, but I keep saying that. Yes, you're not your neighbor. I cannot tell you.
Is this child yours?
I can't tell you all these things now.
Why?
The only things I needed you to know. And I hope that you're not, you know, that I hurt you.
Of what?
Ever.
You hope what?
I just hope that, I mean, you don't get hurt more by this than I'm doing.
You already know what I've gone through. I'm going to cry. No compassion for me.
I hope you don't think that's true.
No, actually, it's just sad even worse.
That's true.
I can't believe it's going to be
like that. That's true. I deserve anything you say, there's no question ever.
So tell me, Scott.
Yeah.
Why should I not go to the police with this?
It's your decision.
Really?
Of course.
And at that point, I go to the police with this. What do you see happening?
I imagine that.
Yeah, go ahead. What?
Well, I mean, they would, you know, I don't know if they would release it to the media, or, you know, I mean, obviously they would question you, they want to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wanted to tell you what has happened, and I wanted to tell you that I like you.
And what stopped you from this?
Previous to now?
Yeah.
You know, I could make excuses how to justify to myself about...
Great right now.
Well, I know, I'm telling you that I justify to myself by saying, no, she just found out about Dave. No, she's had a fight with her sister. Don't tell her. No. Is probably just weakness and hoping that God can help on you.
Just a weakness and holding on to me?
And longing to hold on to you.
Longing to hold on to
you? Yes, and not being able to tell you. I don't care about me traveling.
Call back.
So as you heard from the recordings, Amber is asking Scott for straight answers, asking why he would start a relationship with her, why he would tell Scott that he wasn't going to start a relationship with her if he wasn't ready. But, you know, he goes ahead and does it anyways because Scott thinks that he has this some elaborate plan, but little does he know, it's backfiring piece by piece. So as you can see, Amber is hurt and she's frustrated and she wants a straight answer from this man. And all he can do is just keep saying, I can't tell you right now. I want to tell you in person. I'm going to come see you tonight. But he's lying to her. He's not giving straight answers to her or the police. And this poor woman has been dragged through hell. But she's trying to do everything she can to find Lacey and this man's unborn child. So we do have some more recordings to go through, which is recordings 196S, January 6, 03, 11:29 p.m., 196T, 196U, and those are going to be the end of our recordings. But I'm going to save that for part 4 of our Scott Peterson trial, as those ones are hour-long phone recording conversations, and I'm sure you guys do not want to sit here for 3 hours listening to part 3. So look at your notification buttons and wherever you listen to my podcast for our last part of our Scott Peterson saga. Without further ado, that is the end of our episode. I hope everyone is having a wonderful night and is enjoying our beautiful weather, because I know I am. I am your host, Shanice. Don't forget to follow me on YouTube, Facebook page, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hit that like, subscribe, and notification button to listen to more episodes by me. Without anything else to say, I guess have a good night and keep creeping it real, Creepaholics crew.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.